The resurrection of Jesus, the story of Easter Sunday, could perhaps be captured with two words, seeking and sharing. It's the story of that first Easter, that Mary Magdalene, one of the close followers of Jesus, that because of her closeness to him, that she was there at the foot of the cross as he died, that as she was there as he was laid in the tomb, that as she followed his teachings and her life was transformed by his public ministry, that Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb. She wants to be near Jesus. She wants to draw close to him, even though he has died and is in the tomb. And that's what brings her there to the tomb that first Easter morning. And she's surprised when the stone is rolled away, where the burial cloths are lying there, and the tomb is empty. Now, in some gospel accounts, it tells us that an angel announces to Mary Magdalene that Jesus is risen from the dead. And in others, it is Jesus himself, disguised as a gardener, who comes to Mary Magdalene and tells her to go and to tell the apostles that he is risen. The story of the resurrection Easter Sunday is about seeking and sharing. It's Mary Magdalene seeking Jesus at the tomb. And then it's Mary Magdalene being commissioned to share this good news that Jesus is risen from the dead. She brings that news to the apostles, and in the gospel on Easter Sunday, it says that Peter and John, they run to the tomb. They want to see for themselves that Jesus is not there. They want to come to understand that Jesus is risen from the dead. It's about seeking and sharing. At the Easter Vigil here at Sacred Heart, this year we have the great blessing to welcome two middle schoolers into the Catholic faith. Two middle schoolers who will be baptized, Nolan and Colton. And I really think that for their stories of how they came to this point of baptism tonight, it's about seeking and sharing. Nolan, his uncle, inquired about baptism for him. Nolan had a great interest in religion and faith. He's very inquisitive. He has watched many things online and he has been catechized and prepared for this night. He was asked, "Why do you want to become Catholic and be baptized?" He said, "I want to share in the life of Jesus." For Nolan, it was seeking. He was seeking the Lord and seeking something more and has found that fulfillment in Jesus. For Colton, it is the fruit of Catholic education. He's been a student here at Sacred Heart for several years, not having been baptized, but yet receiving religious instruction through his coursework and classes. And recently, he asked his mother if he could be baptized and initiated into the Catholic Church because of his education at school. The mission of Sacred Heart is to share the gospel, to share the good news about Jesus, who was born of Mary, who went about teaching and healing, who then died on Good Friday and rose from the dead on Easter Sunday and proclaimed by the apostles after the ascension to all the nations. That for all of us now, the story of the resurrection and Easter has been handed down to us and is still being shared and still being proclaimed because we took seriously that mandate of Jesus to share the gospel. Colton asks for baptism, seeking and sharing. For all of us who come to celebrate Easter, really that's what God is calling us to as well. We are seeking him in the church tonight. And maybe it's seeking him, seeking a message of hope, seeking faith, seeking to be loved. That we're seeking communion with Jesus in the Eucharist that we receive. And so tonight we come seeking for the Lord. And then the Lord sends us. Just as Mary Magdalene was sent to proclaim that Jesus is risen from the dead, we are sent to proclaim that message to others too, in our homes and in our work, among our families, to proclaim Jesus by our very lives and by our words and by our actions. To proclaim that he is risen from the dead and that our faith in him makes a difference in our life. This Easter, I hope whatever it is that you are seeking, that you will find it in the Lord, that you will receive it from Jesus himself, and that once you find it, that then you will share how good our God is with whoever will listen.